Hello everybody, welcome back to Tokuela Podcast. I know you all might be surprised to hear from me again because I said I was closed for the year. But you know, baby girl has some good news to share to you all. So that is why I came back to come and share my good news, because this good news must not pass you all by. This good news cannot wait till next year. My voice must be heard again, you know? Anyways, happy new month. I know we're in like the second week of December, but it still counts, you know. Happy new month. I might see somebody December 31st and I'll say, longest time, happy new year. No, it's not your January 1st, but it still counts. So happy new month, and I hope December has been good to you all, because personally December has been, you know, that's been going smoothly, and I thank God for that. And I hope December has been great to you all also. So I'm going to be addressing two things here. I know I've addressed one in my last episode, not the address, but I feel like I need to address it. So when I come back with my content, you guys have to, you know, engage. Yeah, I want to be more serious. Oh my God, I'm not making plans for 2021. I just move with the crowd. But I'm going to be addressing two things or more. The first thing I'm going to be addressing here is that the main reason why I came here, I came back, is to come and appreciate you all again. I do this almost every time because I'm so, so grateful, because, you know, I appreciate small wins. God, I see my small win. I appreciate it more than my big win. Safe. I don't really have any big win yet, I guess. I can't think of one right now. But you see, those little things that I don't expect, it kind of mean a lot to me, you know. So, I guess it was June, July, or maybe August. I can't even remember. But I made a video on my Instagram, Talk With Ola Podcast. I dropped an IGTV where I clogged. Where I had over 500 listeners. Like, I was so hyped, I was so happy, guy. I watched that video, that was why I even came back, because I promised you guys that once I clogged over 1,000 listeners, but now I'm on over 1,000 listeners. Once I clock 1,000 listeners, that I was going to make a video. But you know, I'm not really in the mood to make videos. I don't know, I've lost the vibe. Good, I need to bring back my vibe. So that was why I am recording an episode instead. So baby girl just hit over 1,000 listeners. In fact, I didn't know, because I no longer check my how many listeners I have. So because, you know, once I keep on checking and checking, I don't know if it was me, but when I started podcasting, I'm always checking, and when I see that it wasn't increasing, it weighs me down. So I stopped checking. You see, at the point, I might even forget that I am a podcaster. Maybe when I'm not going through my app, so I don't remember, and I'm like, okay, well, let me check this thing. Jokes apart, I get carried a lot, and maybe because I took it away from my mind, I didn't want anything to make me sad. I don't want to think about anything. So yeah, I'm beating around the bush too much. Yeah, I talk too much. I'm sorry about that. So yeah, I am here to tell you all that baby girl just hit over 1,000 listeners on my podcast. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Yeah, so your baby girl just hit over 1,000 listeners, sorry, and I'm so happy, I'm so grateful. I wouldn't have reached there without you guys. I know I've been very, very inconsistent, because I know there are a lot of things I could have done during that pandemic and I didn't do it, but I have 13 episodes, I guess this one will make it 13 or 12. I have 12 episodes and I have over 1,000 listeners. I know it is I don't know, some people might be like, so what's the big deal? Guy, celebrate your small win. No matter how small it is, see, if you're just starting podcast and you reach 200 listeners, celebrate it, because it is not easy, really, especially when you don't have people to listen to your podcast. I mean, I don't even know how I did it. I don't know those that listen to my podcast, but if you know you have ever listened to my podcast, thank you very, very much. And I hope I didn't bore you, and I hope you learned one or two things on my podcast and not just vibes. And inshallah, I hope you learned one or two things. And by the grace of God, my season 2, I'll bring more content that will make us talk together, will make us, you know, rub minds. I don't know it yet. I see, I've not even figured it out, but I just hope it's going to be something great. Yeah, and so please keep on supporting your baby girl. Keep on supporting me, because Tokyo Hola is literally nothing without you guys. Like, we are nothing. Sorry, I'm the only one doing this. I am nothing without you all. Thank you for pushing me to keep on doing better, because if I was still like 200 listeners since all these days, mama, to give up, I would have given up. But thank you so much for supporting me, and I really appreciate it. But please keep on supporting me. The second thing I'm going to be addressing is feedback. See, I'll keep on pounding on this thing till you guys do the right thing. I'm not begging for it. I'm telling you that this is the right thing for you to do. Feedback keeps us going. Feedback keeps a lot of people going. Imagine not getting a feedback after creating a YouTube video where you did a makeup, where you dressed up and talk, and you don't even get any feedback that I like your video. How would you feel? Like, that person will feel really hurt. The same thing goes to podcasting. I don't know about other people, but let me speak for myself. It's not like feedback really means a lot to me, but at the same time, I realized that I can't keep on talking for over 12 minutes and nobody's appreciating me. Nobody's telling me that, okay, what you did here, correct yourself. You guys could actually send in constructive criticism, you know, send in your constructive criticism. Don't be too mean, please. Because I received one time like that. I'm just, okay, let that slide. Sending your constructive criticism, we grow every day. I want to keep on learning. We keep on learning, you know, this life, we keep on learning. So please send in your feedbacks to us whenever you listen to our podcast, whenever you watch our video, any of your friend YouTube video, whenever you do that, whenever your friend posts the content, a content about video or picture or anything, please always support them, because it means a lot to stay in front of the camera or behind your phone talking and not getting a feedback. It's kind of painful. Some people feel like they are not doing enough, but please always try and send in your feedback. Then the last thing I'll be addressing is checking up on people. You know, this 2020 was a whole lot for a lot of all of us. Don't let me say a lot of us. 2020 was one hell of a year, but you know, I'm so, so grateful to be alive to record this podcast, because you know, some people died. Most of our fallen heroes, may your soul rest in perfect peace. A lot of people died from COVID. A lot of people died during the NSAS. A lot of people died in their sleep, but we are here. You know, 2020 was just really rough for us. But even when it was rough, we still found a way to be happy, and I'm glad about that. So please, always check up on people. It doesn't have to be a bad day. It doesn't mean when something is going on. There's this stuff that happened, you know, during that NSAS, that October 20th. I guess it was 20th. I don't know. Yeah, but I feel like it's 20. If it's not, you know, when they were killing, and it was like everybody said, sending a broadcast message, I know we don't talk, but please, I hope you are doing safe. I was mad. I legitimately told them, don't fucking check up on me. I'm sorry for that language. Don't check up on me. You don't have to wait until everything is bad. Like, so if they were not killing, you're not going to check up on me. See, I try my best to check up on people. Like, yeah, I can boldly say that I check up on people, because it is really necessary. I see, you might not really be my friend, but as far as we have talked one or two times, I don't know, you're already my friend, or maybe my acquaintance. Because I feel like, just check up on them. It was so annoying. Then it was like everybody kept on sending the same broadcast message. Like, so you can't type by yourself and be like, hey Yinka, are you okay? Are you doing good? Please, I hope you're safe and everything. I told them, don't check up on me. So if nothing was going on, you wouldn't check up on me, right? Like, it was so irritating. So what I'm just trying to say is, please always check up on your friends, people you've not heard from in a while, check up on them, people that you've not even heard from in a week, check up on them, because you don't know what they are going through, you don't know what's going through their mind, they might not want to share, but just assure them that everything is going to be okay. And I know if you're listening to my podcast right now and you are going through any form of depression, or you are sad, or you are bothered about some particular thing that is not going well, I just want to tell you that God got you. You know, it's not until you just keep praying, you know. I know even if you've been praying and you're not seeing results, God time is the best. God knows when to give you what you actually want, what you are crying for. So please, suicide is not an option. In case you are depressed, suicide is not an option. Please talk to somebody today. If you are sad, you know, you could talk to me, talk with Ola, you know, you could talk. I love talking. I'm in for any conversation. It might be personal or anything. I trust me, I could keep that. Three things I have addressed. I didn't plan on addressing the last one, but I felt like I need to address the last one because it was really annoying. There was this girl that was sick, a podcaster, and nobody checked up on her. She's actually okay though, she's fine. I do talk to her, but she never told me she was sick, and until she came to somewhere and she was like, I'm sick, and nobody even read the message. That stuff really pained me, but we're gonna let that slide because I don't know, we're just going to let that slide. So please, I didn't plan for this podcast to be long. Anyways guys, the main reason I do this podcast was to appreciate you guys. Thank you to my podcast committee, thank you to Wisdom. Yeah, I'm mentioning Wisdom because it was my first guest. I don't know if I'll call it guest, but it was my first host. Thank you, Wisdom, for pushing me to keep on doing well. Thank you to all my friends that always anticipate my podcast. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to everybody that listened to my podcast, even when it was kind of boring and it was just, you know, the sound and everything. We hope to become better next year or whenever we come back. Thank you guys so much. Please don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Talk with Ola without the H. And also don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the pod_girl. And the girl has 2L. I finally changed my Twitter handle because I wanted to stop being weird and lost and everything. Because my Twitter handle was so weird, guys. Like, I changed it, especially during that SARS time. I was so lost. I kept on changing my Twitter handle. So, but now I have sticked to a particular Twitter handle, the pod_girl. This is a gratitude episode. Thank you. Talk with Ola is literally nothing without you guys. Please don't stop listening to Talk with Ola. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. And also, you could support this podcast by tipping me as low as 100 Naira on my Shukran app. Just click on the link in my bio on Instagram to support Talk with Ola podcast. Thank you guys, till we see you again, and happy new year in advance. I love you guys. Peace out.
Appreciation. Would you mind?